Well, good morning. It's Radio InfoWeb, and this is Day Page. I'm Rick Slashford. The cattle prod has worked. The gun to my head worked just fine. And I am awake and drinking coffee. And we'll do our salute to coffee right now. So, if you have some coffee, hold it high, and I'm going to hold my mug up here and take a hit. Yeah, I did wake up. So I'm awake, and in case you understand our obsession with coffee and waking up in the morning, Day Page is typically performed before a live audience at a very early hour here in New York, and then it's recorded for broadcast at a later time, as they like to say in the TV business. But the reason that we're waking up to some different music this morning is kind of discussion that had at the studio here about how New Yorkers are kind of like mobsters a lot of the time, and it can be a rough and tumble lot, even in the corporate world, when you're in a meeting. And you know, I have day jobs and I've worked in the corporate world and all those little hamster cages in the sky. And New Yorkers can get pretty rough and pretty nasty, and I got exposed to one of those the other day where somebody went mobster in a meeting and started making threats and being tough, and I'm gonna get you, I know where you live. So we're coming to you from New York. Yeah, so we're high up atop the InfoWeb Broadcast Center, the 438th floor. We're about halfway up. And looking down and around at the rest of the city and the people crawling around on the streets. And it's actually a cement jungle, as it's been called. And it's very apt. So, Tony Soprano, we're going to give you the hook. And we're going to take a quick look at the news. Now, as this is a morning show, it's very interesting that today's newspapers, or today's New York Times anyway, has sort of buried the story about the NSA bill that was defeated. It was surprisingly successful. The Obama administration trotted out all the generals and the bemedaled military folks and all these guys that say, you absolutely, positively need us to continue spying on you in order to protect you from terrorism, which is the most ridiculous, ridiculous thing ever. Lame police work is what it is. And the thing that's really pressing, disturbing, it's a huge letdown, is that Obama did not take the high road on this. He could have taken a step back and said, you know what? This is wrong. Makes the people feel uncomfortable. Let's take another look at this and see if it's really needed at this point. But no, he had the knee-jerk reaction of supporting the status quo. And that's just really so annoying to any thinking person. So his administration scrambled on Tuesday to slow congressional opposition to the National Security Agency's domestic spying operations as the House of Representatives voted on legislation that would block the agency's collection of records about every cell phone dialed or received inside the United States. And this is an example about how the press is still having trouble getting their arms around the idea that the NSA is collecting everything, not just phone records, everything that they can get a hold of. They don't even limit themselves to what's on the internet. It's just what they can suck up electronically. They'll take everything on the internet. They'll take all of your cable viewing habits. They'll take anything that they can get electronically, directly or indirectly. They want it all. It's the Office of the Total Information Awareness. Total Information Awareness. That's what they're about. They want to know everything about everyone at all times. And that's just, that's a sickness. That's my contention, is that it's a mental illness that's creeping throughout the federal government. In a way, they're being like mobsters and bullies and saying, you know what, we want everything and we're going to take it and you're not going to stop us from doing it. And by the way, here's a gun that I'm holding to your head. So shut up and sit down or I'll ventilate you. And I guess that's Day Page for today. I'm Rick Slatchford. There's always another Day Page, and we'll do that tomorrow. Our producer is Peter Patriot. Our other producer is Minka, and it's a Mel production. You can find past Day Pages in the book at daypage.net. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/radioinfoweb. And of course, this is a part of Radio InfoWeb, streaming to you live 24 hours a day, 8 days a week, on our audio digital bitstream at radio.infoweb.net. Till tomorrow.